Benishchai Parshas Tetzaveh. Vatzita Sitz Zahav Taho. And you should make for Aaron to wear a tzitz. A tzitz is a piece of metal that you put on his head. In Kodesh LaHashem, it's one of the big day Kohen Gadol. Zahav, from Zahav Taho, from pure gold. Hine, B'Sifrei HaKadosh, in my book HaKadosh, Edrit Eliyahu, it's called Edrit Eliyahu, Pirashta, explain B'Siyata Dishmaya with help of heaven. Sitz, that the word sitz, right? Remez, L'Klalut Nishmot Yisrael. It's hints to the general souls of Klal Yisrael. Shayu Badam Arishon, that all the souls of Klal Yisrael started, the Shorish starts with Adam Arishon, Kodim Achet, before he sinned. Ki Asher Nistalku Va'alu Lemala, when they went up above, Hem Tzadik, when they left and went up, they were Tzadik. Vashen Nisharubo Hem Asara. And that after the Chet, what was left in Adam Rishon, either Tzadik left him, Vashen Nisharubo Hem Asara. What was remained in him was 10. Shu Mispa Yud. This is going to be Sitz. Vashen Naflu Leklipa Hem Taf Taf Kuf. And that which fell into the lower worlds is Taf Taf Kuf, which is 800, 900, right? Which is Gematria Ketana, is Tish'im, which is Kaminyan Tzadik, it's Tzadik Sofit, which is 900. Pshuta, right? The Mansapach. That's the Tzadik Sofit of Mansapach. Mansapach, of course, we know represents the five dinim, right, in Purim, right? Okay. So, Harav Irivainu, we say that five times. Can I get the five dinim of Mansapach? Anyway, Hare, Otiot Sitz. That's the word Sitz. So, Sitz represents the tzaddik of the Tzelem Elohim that was Mistalek, that left Adam HaRishon during the Chet. The 10 that remained in him represents the Yud. And the tzaddik, the lower tzaddik, the dinim, which is in the word Mansapach, fell down into the klipa, into the lower spiritual worlds, is the last tzaddik, which is Keneged Adinim. V'yadua, and it's known, the Nishmat Yisrael, the souls of Klal Yisrael, Alu B'machshava Tchila, Libara Kodim Briyas Olam, that the souls of Klal Yisrael, it went into God's thoughts, Kiviyachol, before He created the world, that He would create the Nishamas of Klal Yisrael. Lekach, Maniach Hatzitz, because why is it created before the creation of the world? Because the Tachlis of Brias HaOlam was to bring Nishmas Yisrael into the world and to reveal God's name in the world. Okay, so that's why anything was created before the creation of the world is because that's the Tachlis of the world. That's what it means. Lekach Maniach Hatzitz. Therefore, we place the Tzitz, which represents. Harom is Nishmas Yisrael, represents the Nishamas of Yisrael, right? The Tzaddik that went above, right? And the Yud that was in the middle, and the Tzaddik that went down. So there's three Nishamas of Klal Yisrael. Those that went up after the Chet, those which remained in Abadam Rishon, and those which went into the Klipa, right? Into lower worlds, right? Val Metzach, we put it on a Metzach, Keneged Mokom HaMachshava, in the place of our thoughts, because Machshava represents, that's Alaba Machshava, when he went into his thoughts to create the world, he created them with the thought of creating the souls of Klal Yisrael, through which those souls would bring the world to its tikkuno, to its fixing, and to reveal God's name in the world. V'lachein, k'tiv, od sadi, writes an od sadi gedola, a big od sadi, remez ki geula hashlema, the complete geula, Ha'atida, the future geula, liyot the nishmas Yisrael, right? The geula shleima, ha'atida, the future geula. That's why it's a big tzaddik. It will be that the souls of Klal Yisrael tie be'ot tzaddi de mantzapach, will be in the ot tzaddik mantzapach. I.e., the souls of Klal Yisrael, which were in Golos, in the lower worlds, will come back, will be brought back. So that's Inyan of Tshuva, that's Inyan of David and Melech, of Malchus, to bring all the lower worlds, all the souls of the lower worlds come back in Tshuva, right? by us, Bezar Hashem, as well. Because we also have all these parts of the soul, parts in the lower worlds, parts in the higher worlds, that we want to bring down into us to permeate us, and that which we live in, the ten that we live with. Shehi Gdola, that's a Tzadik Gdola. Tzadik Gdola means Tzadik Sofit, the long Tzadik. Vahaya Hatzitz Mukaf Me'ozen La'ozen, and the Tzitz was placed from ear to ear. Remez Shetiyeh HaGeula Ba'ot Tzadik, that's also a remez that the Geula will be with the letter Tzadik. B'Zchut HaTorah Shebal Peh, that's how we're going to bring into the Geula Shema through the Torah Shebal Peh. Shitluyeh Ba'ot, Ba'ozen, it's connected to the Ozen. Torah Shebal Peh, it's Torah that you listen to. Listen to Rishmiya Sa'ozen. Kamo Sha'amru Al Pasuk. So the Tzitz being on our Ozen is a Rem's Torah Shebal Peh, Torah of Shmiya, Torah of Kabbalah, right? Torah of Shmiya Sa'ozen, Torah Shebal Peh, that's Torah that's not written, not Torah that you read, it's Torah that you hear, right? Bal Peh. So that's the Rem's of the Tzitz. The Tzitz, the Tzadik, the big Tzadik, represents the Geul, the Tzitz represents the big Tzadik, which is bringing from the lower worlds, and that's going to be done through Torah Shebal Peh, through learning of Torah Shebal Peh. Ozen Shomad Va'ayin Ro'a, ear hears and eye sees. Hashem Asa Gam Shnehem, Hashem does both of them. Umenicho, he's bringing a pasuk from Mishlei. The Rem is to that. Okay, umenicho ala metzach, and we place it, the sits on our forehead. Kitachat otiot metzach, under the words et metzach, yesh otiot katan. Right? Because after the letter mem comes nun, after the letter tzadik comes kuf, after the letter chet comes tet. Right? Yesh otiot katan. Remez, bizchut ha'anova. Right? Humility, which is a person makes him is makdin himself, makes himself small, comes the geula, right? I.e., why davka metzach is the otet katan? Because a person usually can have gaiva because of his brain, his thinking, his cleverness. He's makdin himself in terms of his cleverness. Therefore, that's anava, and schus anava will come the geula. V'lachein k'tiv, right? Therefore, it's written el mul pnei hamitznefet yeh. He'll be against the mitznefet. The tzitz will be against the mitznefet. Why the mitznefet? The mitznefet represents the hat of the Kohen Gadol, right? That's keneged ba'alei gaiva. So it's mul the mitznefet. So why is it mul the mitznefet? The mitznefet represents a gaiva, right? Which represents arrogance, right? Haughtiness. So the tzitz is keneged that haughtiness of the mitznefet. Right, which is anava. Kilamala me otiot mitznefet, above the word mitznefet, shem otiot haomdim lemulam. Right, that's the otiot haomdim lemulam. Yesh otiot am shafal. That means am shafal comes from the otiot of mitznefet. V'kamo shekatuv ki ata am ani v'toshia. That's a pasuk that says that when we are ani, where we're poor, we make ourselves anavim, we make ourselves poorly, right? Then toshia, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moshia us. Shbiyotam am shafel, being a lowly people, being a humble people, yisku l'geula, will be zochet to geula. V'lachem menicho tachat mitznefet, if we put it under the mitznefet, l'rmoz tam sheni, to remind us of this other reasoning. Kamo shekatuv. Enayim ramot tashpil, high eyes bring them down. I.e., haughty eyes bring them down. The ain ben David ba, because ben David doesn't come. Ad sheichdu gase ruach, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Until gase ruach go away from Klal Yisrael, arrogant people leave Klal Yisrael. V'lechach, and therefore menicho tachat mitznefet, put it under the mitznefet, because the mitznefet, like we said, represents arrogance. The mitznefet mekaperet ala gaiva. The mitznefet, Gemara in Zvachim, is mekaper, gives atonement for gaiva. Vatam, and the reasoning, and therefore we put it under the mitznefet, to be mashpil agaiva, to put down agaiva, to lower ourselves from our haughtiness. Vatam ki ba'anava yitikun shem yudke. If a person lives with anava, he fixes the yudke in the shem Hashem, right? Why is the yudke? Yudke represents chokhmah bina, right? Because gaiva of a person usually comes from his chokhmah bina, from his intelligence. He thinks he's clever. He thinks he's cleverer than other people. He's magbir himself. That's why mitznefet represents gaiva, right? And the tzitz is lower than that mitznefet. It's on your chokhmah bina, on your metzach, to say that that's the place that a person has to show his humility. And that, if he shows his humility in that place, right? And the truth is that gaiva, a person who has those abilities, it's easy for him to fall into midas agaiva, because really that's an attribute. It's not an attribute to have, I don't know, lower parts of him special. It's an attribute that he has wisdom and bina, intuition and understanding of the Torah, right? But if he takes that as something that he has, not as something that God gave him, and he's a bal gaiva, so he's doche the geula. He pushes away the geula. Sheola k'minyan gaiva, right? The word yud k ole is minyan gaiva. Gimel alav vav is 10, and hey is hey, right? That's lekach hage'e pogem b'shem yud k. Someone who's ge'e pogem b'shem yud k. Ulatid, and in the future, b'shleimus ha'ilui, in the completion of this going up, yit'aleh Hashem Baruch Hu, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be ma'aleh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will bring him up, b'sod yihye, he'll be yihye, Hashem echad, u'shmo echad, yihye, it's the future, that's yihye, always refers to the future, when the vavke of Hashem Hashem will be yudke, i.e., the vavke, which would represent the lower parts of the world, represents the Midas, yeah, Malchus and the Midas Mishpat will be in the higher worlds of Yudke itself, i.e., the worlds of clarity of Chochmah and Bina, right, or whatever you want to call it, Atzilus, whatever you want to call it. Ki otiot vavhe, the letters vavke, yit alu liot Yudke, the letters vavke will become Yudke, like we said. Ubeze pirashti, and this I explain, b'siyata d'shmaya, bika shmo. Ve'ilu lefanav, ilzu lefanav. Be'yudke is his name. Ve'ilzu lefanav. What does that mean? Kasher be'yudke shemo. Since yudke is his name, that's his main name. Shi'itale Hashem, his shame name will go up. Liot shnei pa'amim yudke. I be yudke. It means shnei pa'amim yudke. Baser yudke be yudke means two times yudke. Va'az ilzu lefanav. Shetiyeh as simcha shleima. Then there'll be ilzu loshen aliza, simcha. Lefanav will be simcha, complete simcha in front of him. Shitkayem akatu, then we'll keep the posuk. As yimales chok pinu. Then, in atid lavo, in the future, we'll be full our mouths with the simcha, the joy of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. As yomru, and then we'll say, begoyim, in the goyim, higdil Hashem. Then the goyim will say, HaKodesh Baruch Hu became great. Higdil Hashem, his name. Higdil Daika became great, Daika. Shenase Yihye became Yihye. Because then, Amalek will be Nimchak Zeicha Amalek. Besod HaKatuv, Beyomahu Yeh Hashem Echad. In that day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Echad, and there will be no Ra in the world, because we will be Moche Zeicha Amalek. Okay? So. All right. Birkat Kahanim, the brachas of Kahanim, Chamisha Asra Teva, that's 15 words. Communion Yudke. Right? So that's the Shefa comes of the Yudke, the Hoch, that high level influence. The Tsarishi Ashir Tibu Mikraot Makreotam call them Kumosha Amu Rabotainu Zal Al Posuk Amolahem, because the Shir has to call them, right, in order to have a mitzvah, a chi of mitzvah deraisa. Nimse Yeshba Shnei Pa'amim Yihye. This twice Ye Pa'amim Yihye. The Yudke Tevot plus, right, the Shliach Tzibur calling him. Besod, Ilui Hashem Baruch Hu. The Kodesh Baruch Hu will be lifted up, like we said in the Pasuk. V'lekach, Ma'alatan Nizkava U'gadol Ma'od. The Ma'ala is very, very, very high. Because we get to the level in the Birkas Kohanim of Yihye, of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, of Yudke, Pa'amayim, twice. Okay?